I want to thank Brother Davis for singing, leading those songs. Did a real good job. And we appreciate his ability. Appreciate you all being here. As we're here to study the Word of God. And not only us knowing these things, going out and teaching others.
Amen.
The Great Commission. Everybody has responsibility to try to reach the lost and teach them the Word of God.
Amen.
Now this morning I want to talk about Christians only. Christians only. And the reason why I thought I'd talk about this is because when you go out and do personal work, all kinds of names they say they are. I want to look at the Bible. Christians only. And not only is this for people who are listening online or whatever, I want all members of the body of Christ to understand this, because there's been some who obeyed the gospel of Christ, members of the body of Christ, the church of Christ, and then let somebody deceive them into thinking that they could be members of some other old denomination that's not even in the Bible. Christians only, I just want to kind of clear this up. In Acts 11 and verse 25 and 26, let's look at the Bible. Acts chapter 11, 25 and 26. And this is what the Bible says about this. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
Amen.
See, when we go out into the world knocking on doors and inviting people to church, we tell them who we are and the church that we are members of. Most people who go to church will tell us where they go. Then I will ask them, "What are you religiously?" Some say that they are Baptist. Some say that they are Methodist. Some say that they are Catholics, Presbyterians, Jehovah's Witnesses, and so on. But when we read the Bible, the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
Amen.
They were not called Baptist. They were not called Methodists. They were not called Catholics. They were not called Presbyterians. They were not called Jehovah's Witness. They were not called Seventh-day Adventists. They were called Christians.
Amen.
In Antioch. This is straight from the Bible, the Word of God.
Amen.
I want to make it clear. The Bible makes Christians and Christians only. The Bible does not make anything else. If you call yourself anything other than a Christian, you were not made that by the Bible. Wasn't made it by the Bible. Because the Bible only makes Christians. Now let's look at another scripture that it keeps getting clear. Look at Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. Luke chapter 8. And verse 11. Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 11, Jesus used the parables. He would teach with parables. Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. And we know that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning in Luke 8 and verse 11. Jesus says here, "Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God." Okay? The Bible makes it plain that the seed is the word of God.
Amen.
That's why the Bible makes Christians only. Because the seed is the word of God. When the word of God is planted in a person's heart, it does not matter if he's a black man, if he's a white man, if he's a red man or Indian. It don't make no difference about the color of the skin, brown or whatever. It don't matter. When the seed, the word of God, is planted in that individual's heart and that individual obeys the gospel of Jesus Christ, that individual becomes a Christian. Because the seed makes the same thing every time. You can take the seed over in Africa or wherever you want to take it. And we may speak different languages, but we all are Christians when we obey the gospel, those in Africa. It makes nothing else, the seed. It won't make different things. And I thought about this when I was studying. You take farmers who are familiar with seed, you would think that every farmer who read the Bible, by him being a farmer and understand the seed, that he'd be a Christian. Every farmer, because he's familiar with the seed and he knows what the seed would do. If you were taught right by the Bible, the seed only makes Christians. That's what I'm telling the people out there in the street. If you are anything other than a Christian, you were not taught right. Because the seed only will bring seed after its kind. That's the law of the seed. The law of the seed forbids the Bible to make anything different than the seed. The law of the seed governs the seed. The law of the seed forbids the seed to make anything but what it's supposed to make. If you look at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 24, the first book in the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 24. Genesis chapter 1 and the verse is 24. "Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind." Underscore its kind. "Cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." See there?
Amen.
Now, some law of reproduction after its kind that was given regarding creatures of the sea and air, this law is still observed in the animal kingdom. God made the beasts of the earth, the Bible tells us, according to its kind. In other words, monkeys produce monkeys. Baboons produce baboons. See, cows produce cows. Humans produce humans. Animal blood and human blood will not mix. It's not the same kind.
Amen.
The law of the seed means that every seed will produce after its kind. You plant watermelons, watermelons comes up. You plant corn, corn comes up. When you plant turnips, turnips comes up. You're not going to get tulips. Can you picture a person who plants turnips and then he's out there waiting for tulips to come up? He didn't plant tulips. He plant turnips. Mom's not going to come up if you plant turnips. Moms will come up if you plant moms. Whatever you plant, that's what's going to come up.
Amen.
That's the law of the seed. Because that is the law of the seed. And if you go out there and talk to people about that, they understand that. Well, what is the seed? The Bible makes it plain that the seed is the word of God. So when you plant the seed, everything that comes up as a result is the same thing. You can see this. And when you go out and teach people, use the seed. So when you plant the seed, everything that comes up as a result is the same thing. Which means the Bible makes Christians and cannot make a Baptist. There's no way. The Bible makes Christians and cannot make a Methodist. The Bible makes Christians and cannot make Catholics, Presbyterians, Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, none of that. The seed, which is the word of God, only makes Christians.
Amen.
When people leave the seed alone, the seed will make what the seed is. If they just leave that seed alone. When people start messing with the seed, and people mess with it, mixing the wrong seed, mixing it all up in people's heart, you'll make anything. One man said, well, he's a Baptist Christian, didn't find it in the Bible. Where's the seed for that? That is no, it won't make that. You will be a Christian and a Christian only. The reason most people don't want to study the Bible with us, because they don't want to use the Bible for the standard, the seed bag. And I kind of try to use parables. I said, this is the seed bag right here. God's people are called what we read about in the seed bag, the Bible. And I tell people, who in the Bible was ever a Methodist? Where is that in the Bible? You can't find it. Who in the Bible was ever a Baptist? Where do you find that in the Bible? Then one man said, well, you know, John was a Baptist. John was not a Baptist. He was not a member of the Baptist church. John was the baptizer. He was the forerunner for Christ. His occupation was baptizing people, teaching them and baptizing.
Amen.
Every seed we have is labeled. That's why Faithful Churches of Christ, we have to give people the book, verse, and chapter. Just like when you go to the hardware store, talking about the seed, every container is labeled with that seed. Back when I used to have a garden, I'd go to the hardware store and he'd have a big old tub and he'd have seeds in those tubs. He'd have green beans, he'd have squash in another one, he'd have potatoes in another container. If you want flowers in the packages at Lowe's, I remember going to Lowe's and I'd pick up those little packages of flowers and it would have the picture of the flower on the package. And the seed is in the package. Now, if I bought that And I think I did buy some one time. And I bought those flowers, and they were red flowers, and I just sprinkled them out right there by my garden, and they came up just like those the package was, because it had the seed in the package. That's what I was expecting, just like I seen that. Whether it be the packages in the, you know, they have some for the fall, spring, and summer. Every seed will bring seed after its kind. I'm going to drill it in to people. I want to drill it. See, the seed of the Word of God only makes Christians, nothing else. The name Christian was first used in Antioch. Look at Acts 11, 26 and 27. Again. Acts chapter 11. 25 and 26 of Acts chapter 11, 25 and 26. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many of people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. See there? It's pretty simple. This is significant because it is the first local church in which the both Jews and Gentiles were added to the body of Christ. In Acts chapter 2, we know. And then we have Jews and Gentiles, all members of the same church. And they were Christians. They were together, one unity, being one. The name Christian appears twice more in the New Testament, Acts 26 and 27. If you look at Acts 26 and 27, here's what the Bible says here. Acts 26 and 27, Acts chapter 26 and verse 27. Now, I'm going to tell you something. King Agrippa knew this. King Agrippa knew that when one obeys the gospel, he's a Christian. King Agrippa knew that. He knew this. Even though he didn't obey, he knew it.
Amen.
King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. You do believe. Now, look at verse 28. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian."
Amen.
See what he says there? You know, Paul was saying, let's look at verse 29. Look at verse 29. And Paul said, "I would to God that all, that not only you," let me read that again. And Paul said, "I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both altogether and almost such as I am, except for in these chains." Paul was saying, I wish everybody would be what I am, a Christian.
Amen.
I don't want you to be in these chains that I'm, you know, chained down in. But I want everybody to be a Christian. It was Paul's fervent desire that King Agrippa and all in the room that day were Christians like he was. If he could accomplish this with little or much persuasion, he would be willing to do so. Paul was in physical bonds. King Agrippa was in the bond of ignorance and sin. Verse 28, King Agrippa understood it. He understood it. But he refused to accept it like so many today. There's a lot of people who understand it, but they refuse to accept it. They refuse to obey it. King Agrippa understood Paul was seeking to make him a Christian because he said, "You have almost persuaded me to be a Christian." He knew that. He knew it. 1 Peter 4 and verse 16. I'm almost done. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16. Let's see what Peter says about this. We'll read verses 15 and 16. 1 Peter chapter 4, 15 and 16. If people would stay with the Bible, they wouldn't come up with all those different names that you hear about. And then one man tried to make an argument one time. He said, "That ain't nothing but a name." I said, "Then wait a minute, them names identify." I said, it identifies. These streets that you have with signs on the street corner is letting you know what street that is. Mm-hmm. I told him if we didn't have the signs up there and didn't have things identified and labeled, you couldn't make it home. You couldn't come to my house. Amen. If I don't have the number of the house number and the street number or whatever, the sign, you couldn't find me. So don't tell me names don't mean nothing. I never heard of a woman naming her daughter Jezebel. But you say there's nothing in the name. There is something in the name. Or Judas. Well, maybe there is some people call themselves Judas, but you didn't name that person to be a person who was deceitful. All right. In 1 Peter chapter 4, 15 and 16. "But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a busybody in other people's matters. Yet, if anyone suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter." God named his people. And we're Christians. And we're members of the body of Christ. That's it. That's what we find in the seed bag. When you are using man-made names, I tell people this, when you are using man-made names, you are not following the Bible. You're not following the Bible when you're using man-made names. Let's give God the credit. The name you wear is the God you serve. One more scripture here. Look at Micah in the Old Testament 4 and 5. M-I-C-A-H. Micah 4 and 5 in the Old Testament. This is what the Bible says about this. God don't want his people following idols. Didn't never want his people. He don't want anybody following idols. And here's what the Bible says in Micah 4 and 5. Micah 4 and 5. Now that book is sort of a little hard to find sometimes. And it just takes a little while to find in one of the prophets. Micah 4 and 5. And sometimes what I do, if I can't find those, I go to the index and then I just go to the index of it, and then it's going to give me a number to go to Micah, and you take 1254 in my Bible, and I go to 1254 or whatever, 1254, and then it goes right there to it. But in Micah 4 and 5, "For all people walk each in the name of his God. But we will walk in the name of the Lord our God." Amen. See, we're going to walk in the name of God and the Lord our God. Amen. Micah 4 and verse 5, I'm going to read that again. "For all people walk each in the name of his God. But we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever." Micah was telling the world, the idolatrous people, stop walking in the name of your God. Everybody must honor and respect the true God and walk in Him only. God don't want us wearing religious man-made names. I'm not going to go over there, but 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, the Corinthians kind of got into that. Some say I'm a Paul. Some say I'm a Apollos. Some say I'm a Cephas. Some say is Christ divided? No. Then why are you dividing yourselves? They was following human names. God wants people to be Christians only and members of the church that you read about in the Bible, and that's the church of Christ.
Amen.
Romans 16 and 16, the Bible said, greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you.
Amen.
If you're in a church that's not in the Bible, I mean, I told a guy not long ago, you got a Bible right in your hand, a King James Version, and you can't find your church in the Bible. Shouldn't that tell you something?
Amen.
But anyway, that's the lesson for this morning. If you're out there and you're not a Christian, you must be a Christian to go to heaven to be saved. One must hear the gospel. Romans 10, 17, Paul tells us, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. One must believe the gospel. Mark 16 and 16, Jesus tells us, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. Now, if you got people out there telling us that you don't have to be baptized to be saved. Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
He who does not believe shall be condemned. Got to hear, believe, got to repent of your sins. Luke 13 and verse 3. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. The word repent means to change one's mind and actions towards wrong. The Bible says in the book of Acts that there was a time that God winked at ignorance, but now he has commanded all men everywhere to repent. Got to repent. Got to confess Christ before men. Matthew 10:32. Jesus said, whoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. But if you deny me, he said, I'm going to deny you. So you got to hear, believe, repent, confess. After being on the question that we'll ask people once they do those things, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And if they make that acknowledgement, we take and baptize them in water for the remission of sins.
Amen.
Romans chapter 6, Acts 2:38, the Jews on Pentecost were told to repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And 3,000 were added to the church of Christ on that day. And I told some guys to do this. So do your own research. Find what you read about in the Bible. One man said he done read the Bible twice. I said, you ought not be in no Baptist church, because you can't find that in the Bible. If you read it twice and all you see is the church of Christ, you need to be a member of the church of Christ.
Amen.
I just hanging there with them guys. But anyway, got to be baptized and come up out of the watery grave of baptism. The old man has been done away with. He's been destroyed. Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so we are recycled. You know what it is to recycle. So all them old cans you see all over town, people picking them up, and then they'll take it to Southern Recycling, and then they'll melt all that down melt that down, and then they can make some beautiful things. But all that junk been recycled. We've been recycled. I've been recycled. And so God can make us new. If you are a Christian and you're out there and you've gone back into the world, back into sin, please make it right. While together we stand and sing, please come.
Amen.